if you're trying to hold it together and not cry. Because I know for me that when I get very, very frustrated at a situation, my eyes leak or I cry. And then I get very mad at myself for crying because that's the last thing that I wanted to do. For whatever reason, I think it's showing a weakness that I shouldn't show. It doesn't matter, but I don't want to cry. And so the way that you hold it together when you're afraid you're going to cry is to look the person that's yelling at you or that's very angry, look at them right between the eyes, sort of where the nose starts between the two eyes, almost between the two eyebrows. And if you focus right there, what you're not doing is getting pulled into their eye contact, but they can't tell the difference. It looks like you're making eye contact, and we've heard the expression that the eyes are the windows to the soul, and when that soul is very angry, it makes some of us very upset. So maintain that look right between the eyes. If they get really, really close, you can tell that you're not making eye contact. And I jokingly say, if they're that close, close your eyes. That's a good tip for when somebody's wearing mirrored sunglasses as well, so that you're not looking at yourself. So we want to maintain our calm. If we can, we stand up. We maintain that eye contact right between the two eyes. It's very important that when we're in these situations, we keep breathing. Most of us, when we get anxious or tense, as we would be in a situation like this, you may be that with your difficult person all the time, we end up holding our breath. So if you think about it, we go, and we wait till they say what they have to say, and then we kind of say our piece on the exhale, which doesn't necessarily sound good either. So consciously breathe as you're going through the situation.